Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody knows, I do not introduce my guests because they could do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Christine Kindop. I'm a Fort McMurray resident, currently running for Ward 1 Council and for the RMWB election. I'm originally from the Northwest Territories. My family is from Fort Chip, and I'm also a member of the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation.
There we go. Wild. So, all of that being said, why have you decided in your life right now that running for council is important?
I truly believe that First Nation representation on the City Council is definitely one that is needed there because of the lack of representation of, we have Ward 1, Ward 2, Ward 3, and Ward 4. We have First Nation representation on Ward 2, and then we have it on Ward 4. But Ward 1 is the biggest ward within Fort McMurray. There's no Indigenous representation there. We are surrounded by multiple nations, First Nation, Métis Nation. We're surrounded by that. It's important that we do have that representation so there's somebody there that could speak on their behalf. Mm-hmm. Truth and reconciliation is a big one. So if we're still educating people and people are still learning to work with First Nation people. You know, there's the procurement policy, the Indigenous procurement policy is just being introduced, but that's been talked about for multiple years now and there's nothing really pushing it forward. So having an Indigenous representation on Ward 1, we're able to make sure that the focus is there. The right people are being represented, and the voices are being heard. There's tons of First Nation businesses around Fort McMurray, and that is part of the backbone of Fort McMurray. So if we don't have representation, we're still going to struggle, and we're still going to have to fight, and we're still going to have those disagreements. You know, what if we looked at a world where we're actually getting along and we're working together? And I truly believe having First Nation on Ward 1 will make that happen.
There you go. So that's why you decided it was your time to run.
Yeah, that and multiple reasons. You know, like my, you know, I've raised my family here. I've met my husband here. Seeing all these small businesses suffer because we don't have anyone here to really fight for those people. So why, like my questions are, and I keep asking my questions over and over in my head, like why are we not supporting small businesses? Why does the Western procurement policy stand in front of all those small businesses? Why can't these small businesses turn into corporations where they're big enough now to be able to bid on jobs that they can't bid on because they're not making the same amount of money as a corporation? So why can't we as a community fight for those small business owners to be able to be successful instead of just handing them whatever it is that they need to be handed and then say, good luck, I wish you the best. Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be that way? Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay. So in regards to your background, Fort McMurray, you're talking about how you met your husband. Mm-hmm. Let's hear a little bit about your family.
So my husband and I met, it's funny, we met in the Tim Hortons lineup when it was during the UE1 project, so the expansion project back in the day. Mm-hmm. And at that time, Fort McMurray was so busy that you couldn't go through the Tim Hortons drive-through because the lineup was so long. So your best bet was to go inside. But then again, that lineup was very long. Yeah. There was a guy standing in front of me, then there was me, then there was my the guy behind me, which ended up being my husband.
Okay.
So the guy in front of me kept pushing back, and I kept bumping into the guy behind me.
Yeah.
So I turned around and I apologized and said, I'm so sorry, the guy in front of me keeps pushing back.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, yeah, no, don't worry about it. So anyway, it was 20 people later that got their order. It was finally my turn to go up.
Yeah.
So I go in line on this side, and then it was his turn to go on this side. I was waiting for my order, he was waiting for his order, I was about to leave, and then he asked me for coffee. So I sat and had coffee with him, and we've literally been together ever since.
Slick move.
Yeah.
A cheap first date.
Yeah. Yeah. I paid for my own coffee.
Yeah. I love it. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember you guys' coffee orders?
I had a large double-double, and he had an extra large triple-triple.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you still drink that now?
No, I don't. He does, though. Yeah, he still drinks his, but I don't. I use sweetener now.
Okay, there you go. There you go. No, that's a great story. No, that time in Fort McMurray was completely wild.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people, like newcomers to Fort McMurray, don't remember how crazy that time was when doing simple things like getting coffee would take hours.
It would. Yes. It took, I'm pretty sure it was maybe 45 minutes to 50 minutes to get that one double-double.
Yeah.
That's how long it took.
Yeah.
But when I moved here, I was only 18. I was only 18 at that time. And Timberley was just a bunch of sand dunes. It was just the hills of sand. It was nothing. There was nothing there.
Right.
It only went as far as Dickens Field and Tower Road.
Right.
There was nothing over there at that time.
Somebody's at the door, by the way.
Yeah. Just pause that for 2 seconds. Just let this gentleman, hey man, we're just filming a podcast. Just grab a seat.
Okay, sorry.
Thanks, man. No worries. Peace. There we go. Yeah, so Timberley was like nothing back then.
Yeah, and a house in Dickensfield was only $250,000 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a 5-year growth that we had, mm-hmm. they went from 250,000 to 500,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Within that short, very short period of time. And then it went from 500,000 to like 700 and some thousand.
Yeah.
So like I was here from the very, I wouldn't say from the very beginning, but I was here when it started to grow significantly down to not as busy. And then all of a sudden there's like the fire, and then all of a sudden there's the flood, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're here today. So I've experienced a lot in Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm.
I do give credit to Fort McMurray for who I am today, because living up north is, I could have lived a very different life, very sheltered life, but Fort McMurray has given me the opportunity to live open-mindedly,
mm-hmm.
to experience different things, to understand what diversity and inclusion means, and then just, you know, we're a community that cares for each other deeply. Mm-hmm. Like if no other city could come in here and say Fort McMurray sucks, because guaranteed all 75 to 80,000 people are going to be like, no, we don't. We all somehow manage to like stick together, stick up for each other, and we protect Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the great thing about this place, is that we may bicker and fight with each other mm-hmm. every now and then, but we still stick together no matter what.
Yeah. Good families do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's true community. That is what you call a true community.
Yeah. That's awesome. So prior to coming here at 18, where were you?
I was in the Northwest Territories. My mom is from Fort Chippewa, and my dad is from Manning, Peace River area.
Okay.
So I lived there, I went to school there, I grew up there. We grew up in a time where there were still Indian Day schools at that time. There was still a lot of racism happening towards Indigenous people. So I grew up being told, don't tell anybody that you're Indigenous.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even Indigenous at that time, it was Native.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell anybody you're Native. You know, like, or it was very different growing up there, very sheltered, very isolated. One store, played a lot of hockey, played a lot of volleyball, played a lot of sports there, but that was pretty much all that there was to do back then.
Mm-hmm.
The winters were very cold. But then I moved out of there at 18 and came here, and yeah, that was a shocker. I thought Fort McMurray was the biggest city in the world.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. It's funny, when people came, I was a recruiter back then, so I would hire literally thousands of people to come to Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. And some people looked upon Fort McMurray as like, oh my God, if I hired somebody from Toronto, for example, they'd be like, oh, it's so small here. But sometimes I would hire individuals from like northern communities, or especially from the East Coast. They're smaller, like not everybody's from St. John's, you know? And they'd come here and be like, this is a huge city.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, what an interesting perspective. Or people from up north, they would come and like, we'd be cold and it would be winter, and they would be like, oh no, in their lighter jackets, you know?
Yeah.
So you thought Fort McMurray was huge when you came.
I did. I may as well have called it Toronto back then, because I thought it was huge. Like, I never lived in a city before.
Mm-hmm.
I came from a community of 2,500 people. So, or maybe it may have been even less than that at that time, but yeah, it was very different for me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep.
And so, coming to Fort McMurray from where you came at that time and seeing the growth, what have you seen in the community? Like, what has really been like, whoa, this is substantial. I can't believe it's kind of here.
I would have to say anything that has to do with the kids. Back in the day, we never really used to have anything to do for kids to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And today it's grown significantly. So the amount of things that families can do here now, as opposed to back in the day,
mm-hmm.
is very different. Mac Island wasn't Mac Island. It was just a tiny little facility, you know, and then we also had, I can't remember what it's called. It used to be in Thickwood. It's closed now. It used to be a gym, part of the school.
Mm, the YMCA.
Yes, the Y. The YMCA. We used to have that, and that was, you know, often down more than it was up.
Mm-hmm.
But we had that, but that was all we had here.
Yeah.
There wasn't really any other programs or services or anything like that. If a concert came here, that concert was crowded, because it was like, oh my God, mm-hmm. we have a concert in Fort Mac. Or we would have Blueberry Festival. Blueberry Festival back in the day was a huge thing. Our family used to put in a family baseball team, and they would come from all over the place,
mm-hmm.
just to play in the Blueberry baseball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the rides. And the rides were a huge thing for us, because we didn't really have anything else, right? And then now we have rides come here so often now. We have concerts all the time. Mm-hmm. There's events that are happening for kids. Like, Mac Island is a great place for that. Like, there's always something going on there now.
Yeah.
For families, and even like the daycare, childcare here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, childcare used to go from, like, we used to worry, like, oh my God, like, where are we going to find daycare? Like, everything is full. Like, everything has got a wait list. And now we're just living life normally, and as if, you know, back in the day didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tremendous amount of growth and stability that has taken a lot of time to get.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. But yeah, it's been cool to see it. He's about, yeah. Okay. Well, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions.
Okay.
For the Mac City Minute. These are brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit me with the Mac City Minute.
All right. Question number one for you. As a Canadian, what is one thing we do you wish the rest of the world would?
That's a good question. That's a very open-ended question.
Most of my questions are.
Yeah.
What would I, Kate, can you repeat that again?
As a Canadian, what is one thing we do as a country you wish the rest of the world would?
I would have to say, that's a tough one. I got so many things. I wish the rest of the world would be, if I'm going to compare the rest of the world to Fort McMurray, I'm going to say be more caring, because there's so many things that are happening in this world, and nobody seems to really understand what that is except for the people that are on the ground living it. So I think, you know, I wish the rest of the world would be more understanding to the struggles that we're having. And then I wish the rest of the world would also be a little bit more compassionate to the people who are living it. But if we're talking about, you know, having facilities or, you know, doctors or more doctors or whatever the case may be, like, that is a struggle that's going against the whole world, and we're all feeling that. But when it comes down to people, I think it's the care and the compassion.
All right, question number two. What is one thing you think the current council does right that you wouldn't want to change?
That is also a really good question. I think what they're doing right now, I think, is they're looking more into why, and this is based off of my campaign, and I'm only speaking because this is my focus, is they are trying really hard with the Western procurement policy to be more, they're putting the pressure on the provincial government to make sure that these municipalities, not just Fort McMurray, but all of them, are taking care of their own. So Fort McMurray right now, we don't, because of the way that the procurement policy is set up, only certain corporations can bid on these jobs, where smaller companies in Fort McMurray, because of the money that they make, it may not be enough for them to bid on a job. So they're excluded from that. So I do think that they are doing a really good job with making awareness of it, talking about it. They've now, like I said, implemented the Indigenous procurement policy within RMWB, which is great. So those conversations are happening, and they, which they've never had before. People are paying attention because they're talking about it. And I think it's gonna shine a little brighter now with the new council that'll be coming in, because that's something that they will focus on. Because mm-hmm. part of everybody's campaign is all about the economic growth and sustainability of Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. So I think they're doing really well there at this time.
There we go.
Question number three. If you could make the perfect fast food meal using all restaurants' menus, what would it look like?
Oh, good question. Okay, so I love,
answer this one.
I love Dairy Queen chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Whoa.
With McDonald's fries.
Yup.
And KFC gravy.
Yup.
Yeah.
That is a great order. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah.
Question number four. When you first got to Fort McMurray, what was the one place or thing you were most excited about?
My family, my sister. I moved here because I came to visit my sisters for 2 weeks and never left. I've been here since. And that was 25 years ago, if not more now. So my sisters don't live here anymore, but I'm still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved out of here. I got a lot of family that lives here.
Don't follow them twice, eh?
No. Yeah. You know, and then, you know, and then going to Fort Chip on the winter road. Like, those are, there's so many things. There's not, yeah, my cool list trip. Is so long.
And my final question, what is a fun Fort McMurray moment you got to experience that you enjoyed the most?
Okay, so my most fun moment in Fort McMurray was probably walking downtown Fort McMurray by myself for the very first time.
It's an experience.
Yeah, because I was in this massive city, me thinking it's Fort McMurray, thinking it's as big as Toronto. I didn't know my way around. I had to find my way around. You know, I thought the Peter Pond Mall was as big as
West
Edmonton Mall. So, like, just exploring and meeting new people and finding out what Fort McMurray had to offer. So that was probably my most fun experience.
Geez, your first experience in West Ed must have been crazy then. Those have been your five questions.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine if you thought this mall was big, that going to something like that must have just been unimaginable.
Well, I went to don't get me wrong, I've been to West Edmonton Mall as a child, but my memories of that are very vague.
Yeah.
So, because I was smaller and with my mom, mm-hmm. I didn't really
grasp it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just another place as a...
That's how it feels now. Like, you go to West Ed, you're like, this is just how a mall should be. You go to every other mall, you're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then And then Zellers, you know.
Shout out. Zellers is coming back.
I heard.
I went to one in Ottawa last year. It was amazing.
Yeah. It was like, Fort McMurray is like a whole, you know, I did move to Red Deer to get my hairdressing license because I went to hairdressing school there, but I had to come back here. I love, Fort McMurray, I couldn't imagine living anywhere else.
There you go, yeah. There you go. And on that note, Tanner's tapped his watch, so we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
A famous shout out, eh?
Yeah, shout out or plug.
Shameless shout out.
Shameless shout out or plug. I guess I stuttered through that.
Well, I think I've been a shout out to all the candidates that are running for city council. I just wish everybody the best of luck. You know, it was great getting to meet some of the candidates that have put their name forward. I think you're very brave. And I've read everybody's platform, and every single one of them are great. You know, we're all fighting for the same thing. We all love Fort McMurray, which is why we are putting ourselves forward, putting ourselves in a vulnerable situation, and just fighting for what we feel is right for Fort McMurray. So I give a shout out to every single one of them.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.